Good afternoon. This morning, we completed looking at the trainings that are shared with the practitioner of initial capacity, as well as the measure of whether that attitude has been attained or not. So the attitude of a practitioner of initial capacity is that their mind is no longer dominated by striving to achieve and enjoy the pleasures of this life and striving to avoid the problems of this life. Those no longer seem that important anymore. Rather, their focus is in an unwavering manner on the lives to come. They have come through these trainings to recognize that there are countless lives lying before them, and now is the opportunity to accumulate the causes that will lead to excellent rebirths. This life has been attained in dependence on efforts in past lives. What remains of this life is brief. It needs to be utilized well, and that is their focus. And that is the very motivation behind all that such a practitioner does. But this motivation, having been generated, it needs to be made stable. As you saw in the final line, this nevertheless needs to be stabilized, so you should strive to train in it even after it has risen, so that it becomes spontaneous, it becomes your very way of thinking.
So kunol masuna tati kuhwe kuhwa re. Di naa shi nga zi tarbi kubwa toba la kuhwe dunga thala tar shi tarbi kubwa tobu tu zanbi samlo di kye di duus chi ni kye chanye di rwa. Shi naa di naa di tawne ya naa nyamna jayu di tarbi kubwa tobi kyu cha gwa rwa. Ma di niki di so bai kunol di kye chi mo shu cha gwa rwa.
As long-term students, you know that our motivation is essential. It's our motivation that determines the ripening result that will follow. So with the motivation to accumulate causes for excellent rebirths, that is what that virtue will lead towards. And so too with the higher goals of liberation and enlightenment. But to develop such a motivation for such a goal, requires this attitude. This attitude needs to be developed first. An attitude not overwhelmed by this life's pleasures and problems, but focused on a greater goal.
Dipara delta drogo masamba na ya samlo shenda tan kishebe na ko lu kangba de rang me ba gu yo ta je drogo shigor mani male ba do mani made ba di gor da den dangbo ta ji dangbo mani chu den drogo sem be da nga chu den drogo sem be samlo kulon che ro wa che yu de ne lu di ti cho la ka gor che kangba de rang me ba du shin ko ma ya drogo dipara drogo ka bla ta nga chu de drogo 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 sam gu mi do wa dangbo sam sa ne ko du shin mani drogo sem be sam char bi che le ko di samlo di shu gin gi di nu shu gi dipara delta drogo drogo masamba na ya samlo shenda tan kishebe na ko lu kangba de rang me ba gu pa ji che mani male ba du ro wa da di ji da sam lu gi nu shu di ki di drogo do ji nga do ni ta ji ke nga su ngo sum se ru ru nyam yo ro wa ta nga zo.
So with our physical body, as well as our speech, we can accomplish much. But our body, our physical behavior and our speech, though, are entirely reliant on a motivating mind. So, for example, all of you have come here this afternoon. So your body engaged in an activity that led to you being here now. But for your body to do that, it had to have the mental direction, the motivation preceding that. That's it. I want to go to the Dharma Center to receive teachings, and therefore I'm going to set out for the Dharma Center. And then in that, from that decision being made and then being executed, so whilst one was walking or driving, coming here, one is certain to have been thinking about a wide number of other things, maybe even talking about other things. But your body continued in the activity that your mind had set it out. And it would have continued until your mind decided, actually, I'm not coming anymore, or I have arrived. So this, it shows how, whilst our body and mind does have capacity to achieve, our body and speech has a capacity to be of benefit or great harm, it is entirely dependent on a motivating mind. When you look a little more deeply, even the, staying with the same illustration, even the thought, yes, I'm going to go to the Dharma Center today, that itself has come about independence on a number of causes being cultivated. In particular, that one has a particular objective or aim that one wants to fulfill. And by coming here, you recognize this is in accordance with your objective or your aim or your goal. And so, and it's because of that objective that you wanted to fulfill that you are now sitting here inside the Gompa hearing teachings. You didn't come here and go around the stupa or sit in the grounds quietly or have a walk in the bush. You're sitting here. So again, you could have come to this place, but with a different objective, you would have been fulfilling that by doing something else. But you had an objective to hear the teachings because of recognizing their value. But to give rise to that objective requires a thinking over an extensive period about the benefits, in this case, the benefits of hearing the teachings, the benefits of cultivating them within. So too, with the cultivating the motivation of a practitioner of initial capacity, there, by thinking again and again about what one has heard, but that there's, this life is of great value, but his time is limited, and we have many lives ahead, and so forth. By thinking about this again and again, the motivation arises. And by doing so continuously over a repeated, a sustained period, that motivation becomes sustained.
Chidan chidan damre le dene ya ya la lo ro ya lo yo chagirwa dele pa dhuma dhu dele kye ne ba dhe dhwaya yo marwa. Nang, yang samlo chik na dhe dha chudin dhro, dhine ma bendukol dhugin simpe ke samlo shiyo na, ne, ane garji gare se ne, ko chudin ma dhro, dhine ma samlo tani, dhine ma kumbha jya chudin ma dhro, dhine ma bendukol ma, ko mikse dhile, tardu dhe dhugin simpe samlo dhile, dhe dhugurwa. O bhe di na shi, nang zu ya kewa sa dhe, kewa chibu, ngon dhe kubwa chi togu, dhe toba chigin simpe, Di zaman mata sama tangce, ane kewa coba na di kewi cebu di, ane kewa cuma undio kuba di le, kewa leh tang cebu di kinyai tang undio kuba di la, ane nyongce ne, tapi di bawah tu di le lah yang mana tu coba le, tapi di masa tu di ne samjik tu kewa cuma, tangi tarwe kuba tu kudu jasa tu, cede le ya tarwa tu mana ni kewa cuma undio kuba di kewa jen top di ne le di ne ni. Tarbi goba batun ta cha ta min su be da ku ye dunga ta la ba ja tarbi goba to gu sen be sam ta wa na da mi yu di ne ta ren go cha wa na di ge wa kan sa ba de ku no di to ne sin ba na tarbi goba to be gyu cha ro go re ji sa de ji ngo sam no di che den ba sam ro gu sam ne me ne ba do zo a de ne ba sam sha go ro wa ji sa da de le la ji ne ma be de go ro gu sin ne sam no tar du di mi yu di zo sa di me ne be de wa sam ta wa sa me ne ba de zo go ro wa di na shin da ga sam no di ya Nyamne kewa dhubya dhiyan, kewa chima ondiyo gopa thoba chigin sin, dhe tsam samtana kewa di ondiyo gopa thobyo gyu tsam mato chabiyo maare, di dhibu di ondiyo gopa din dhela dhibu minyo din zhoru gore. Dini di maiz da ngandu dhile lhaba da tarbi gopa thobu gudu sembe samtabay na, jizan miyu zoho di da tardu mikse tarbali mi bayin zang, kewa saba di kewa chima ondiyo gopa thoba maze, dhele mi ba maze, tarbi gopa mato gyeba zho, kewe dhibu di miya tang.
When one has an objective, one often recognizes, well, in order to achieve that, I need to do several things. So, for example, one has the thought, I'll come here and receive teachings, come to the Great Stupa or the Dharma Center. Then thereafter, I will go to Bendigo, because either back home or I need to do something in town, and one will have a plan of activity all related to achieving a particular objective. So similarly, with a goal of achieving an excellent rebirth, that goal can well be a preliminary step to a greater goal, recognizing a goal really worth striving for is liberation from cyclic existence. Because even if I achieve another good rebirth like I have in this life, there is always the danger that I can end up falling into the lower realms. So therefore, I need to gain liberation from cyclic existence in its entirety. But in reality, I'm not going to achieve that in this life, and probably not in my very next one either. So I need a ongoing progression or ongoing sequence of excellent rebirths until my greater goal is achieved. So in this way, we lay out an action plan similar to like we employ in our daily life, that we have a final objective. But in order to achieve that, there are a number of objectives I need to achieve prior so that I build up to achieving all the causes required for that final goal.
Lodo sedi, that's Samadana, no tradition, the one Lodo sedi Sirwa. On the Samadi Ganeshes, two tambour, Samad Mahashi, the Nidi Ma Contimare said, put Paseadis, or Sungore. Adinenda, Delia, Sungrable, Sadam, Corvi, Duma, Tada, Le, Yi Chok, Guber, Sungbe, Tushi, Sheba, Kajis, and Luida Longe, Sok. Ano punsun tsobe, ngondui nyo kowa yinbe, nela dunyele geba mirik soos, yam naas.
So with that in mind, we come to the final section in this chapter, clearing up misconceptions about that. And this term misconceptions is a good translation. The word is actually wrong views, but the meaning is misconceptions or doubts. So that's what's going to be first presented. First the doubts are presented, and then they are refuted. Reading from the text. I've just changed one word in the first line. The scriptures say that one must turn the mind away from all the pleasures of cyclic existence This has been the basis of some confusion. Some people may think it is improper to strive for a higher rebirth with an excellent body, wealth, and so forth, because those are parts of cyclic existence. So reading the first line again, the scriptures say that one must turn one's mind away from all the pleasures or the delights or the excellences of cyclic existence. So these are not what one should be have as an objective. One should only be thinking about achieving liberation. Achieving liberation should be one's focus, and therefore one should give no thought to the pleasures or delights or excellences of samsara. First of all, this term in the end of the first line, from all the advantages of cyclic existence, so better than advantages is pleasures. So what this refers to is everything that one desires or takes pleasure in within cyclic existence. So it would include one's body, to have a healthy, strong body, material resources, and the various forms of happiness in this life are all included within this term, again translated as advantages of cyclic existence. So some have a misunderstanding in relation to this statement from sutras. And they think, as it continues, some people may think it is improper to strive for a higher rebirth with an excellent body, with wealth and material comfort and so forth. So they think it's a mistake to strive for that, because these are, for example, a body that is still bound in cyclic existence, resources that have come through contaminated karma and so forth. These are all to be abandoned, and one should only be striving for liberation. So this confusion, it can quite easily come about because one hears about teachings such as we've had thus far, where it's clearly said that one must abandon this life and turn one's mind towards the greater goals of the Dharma. One should not remain deceived or confused, striving to achieve the pleasures of this life and to overcome the problems of this life. One's focus should solely be in the Dharma. And so our current situation here is we have achieved a life a higher rebirth, a life in the higher realms. And we have an excellent body, excellent body for practicing the Dharma and material resources and so forth. So all of these, so it's easy to misunderstand, to have some confusion and thinking, I must abandon this. This is nothing of importance. All that's important is thinking about the Dharma. So that then is the presentation of the doubt. And that is, again, as I said, something that can arise really quite easily. Now we come to the refutation, which has two parts. The first, in terms of what one should strive for, they are both temporary and ultimate goals, ultimate being the final goal. So of these two, temporary and ultimate, or this word ultimate mostly means final. So like a final goal. The final goal that one has set oneself on may well be liberation or Buddhahood. But in order to achieve that, one needs to have temporary goals, those that one achieves along the way to achieve one's final goal. And so, therefore, now the second sentence, even those who strive for liberation, so liberation can mean both from psychic existence or Buddhahood, the great liberation. So even those who strive for liberation, that would be their final or ultimate goal, need to temporarily strive for the good things within cyclic existence. So the good things within cyclic existence is very broad. It refers to the pleasures of a cyclic existence, the comforts of cyclic existence, such as an excellent body and so forth. So these are need to be made use of on a temporary basis.
Chizan 就龙卷大的那个主播准备绿的主播准备，这是三档叫马来西亚的那些连送过了，那些当铺的三档。实际上，你三档位呢？实际上，计划前面温州国防突破这个专业的界限，特别去的油麻沙巴呢？计划前面温州国防突破马的哇，温州国防突破马的，温州国防奠定了呀，那这个龙卷也逐步马的哇。你马主办那样这个，那他把可能是偷过的，实际上他把偷完了，俺就旅店，俺就搞帮旅店借了呀。你们那些马多，俺送给店了，那你们那些偷买的。第三点呢，啥？俺这个他被搞帮偷把借的，他把那上级搞帮偷被你们那些个借的，人家名字给我起嘛，俺就搞帮，俺就搞帮对你借过的，俺就搞帮店借了呀。俺那这个龙卷的主要的具体的啥过过的，实际上出什么送过的，金边你们那借过过的，俺都送过来。你买这边呢？那我牛股房托马顿呢？高级日子呢？台湾托托面子，俺说买几种？俺说了几呢？今年能不能接头嘛？嘛了哇？其实人家俺这个台湾码头被扒拉的了，俺玩都那个台湾码头被那个货运那个扔掉了呀？都几位男的？俺说的我牛股房，你的我牛股房计划短短年，你特别会干啥？点点了呢？你龙卷这些业务员也干啥活来说了？
So to repeat the confusion that may arise, it's someone who thinks if one is striving to achieve an excellent rebirth, that excellent rebirth will still be within the realms of samsara. That is not a worthy goal, because one should be striving to abandon samsara. So why are you accumulating causes that will lead to being reborn in a contaminated body with contaminated possessions, contaminated mind? One should be striving solely to abandon cyclic existence and gain liberation from it. So that is the doubt. And the response to this is, whilst one has as a final goal liberation or enlightenment, one has to achieve many temporary goals in order to eventually achieve that final goal. Or to express it differently, if one does not achieve the temporary goals, how can you hope to achieve the ultimate goal? Because without accumulating the causes, such as ethical restraint, which will lead to an excellent rebirth, as well as generosity so that one has resources and so forth, what is going to happen in your next life? Without ethical restraint, you fall into the lower realms. Without the causes of generosity, you'll be impoverished. How are you going to practice? So this then is the doubt and a part of the response.
Anzu ne gabla di gobi gimje gare sene den de rimbar gubale tarangela tobar jawa imbi shiro so de gimje sungore.
Then the response is then stated in the rest of the sentence. Since definite goodness, so that's the final goals, is ultimately attained on the basis of a continuous succession of such lives.
Therefore,
the meaning of this response is this great goal that you've set yourself, this ultimate goal of liberation and enlightenment, this does not come easily. Extensive causes have to be accumulated. Therefore, it is achieved on the basis of ongoing efforts over a stream of lifetimes. And therefore, one needs to strive to accumulate the causes for further excellent rebirths so that one can continue to practice. And not just an excellent rebirth, but also one that has all the required favorable circumstances. And the more one has in terms of favorable circumstances, that the easier one's progress will be, that whatever one lacks in terms of favorable circumstances, there one's progress will be impeded. We see here in this final part of the sentence presenting the response is that one's ultimate goal is going to be achieved on the basis of a continuous succession of lives. Therefore, and now we go back to the first line here, which shows where the area of some people's misunderstanding or their confusion. So the first line, the scriptures say that one must turn the mind away from all the pleasures of cyclic existence. So what that reference to scriptures is stating certainly is correct, but the meaning is that one should not make use of the pleasures of cyclic existence, such as having a healthy body, material resources, and so forth. One, in fact, should utilize them. It's fine to rely on them as one progresses in one's spiritual journey. But what one is to turn one's mind away from is the mind of attachment to them. It's our clinging to the pleasures of cyclic existence that's the problem. It's our attachment to the various pleasures of cyclic existence that is our problem. Not utilizing them, not putting the pleasures of cyclic existence or the good things within cyclic existence, putting them to good use, utilizing them so as to achieve ongoing excellent rebirths and eventually our ultimate goal. This is good. This is skillful. But what we are to turn our mind away from is the mind of clinging, the mind of attachment.
Neka 다 류론제 안에 타루 류론제 찾아 말해 가르선 류론제 대로 코레 마디 류론제도 요래서 네가 대신 네 손으로다 류론제 코로 분소기 원도 가인 탐지 코외 류바 마인데스 예 코로 류론제게 에베네 류랑 론제 분소바 원도 고바세야 되게 인지민지 코외 류바 이 말해 코외 류바 이고 말해서 코외 류바 마인데스
Hopefully then it is clear that the mistake that is being made is thinking that the meaning of lifting one's gaze and striving for a greater goal incorporates not utilizing anything that has come from contaminated causes, such as this body and resources around us, because they are still bound within samsara. So here we need to be very clear that these are to be temporarily utilized until a body and resources that are free from psychic existence is attained with liberation. Until then, one is bound in samsara and therefore needs to utilize the samsaric body and resources, but try to abandon one's attachments and clinging for them. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues, not everything, so this now is a second reason to clear up misconception. Not everything that is an excellent body, wealth, and retinue of a higher state is included in cyclic existence.
On the other, Lu Longe, Corpunzo, Mundo Kain Batamjo Kuru Duba Mare, Sida, Benangi, Lula, so Apunzo, Tarachimba, Ni, Sida Benaya, Sanje, Sanje Jemendi, Kuzudike, and the Kudike, the Mundu Lurua, Mundu Garson Mirua, Lu Milu, and Mundu Luchadirua. Dinashin, Drachambada, Dinega, me, Drachambada, Jenjusima Papa La Soba, Dinegi, and the La, Jenjusima Papa da, and the Drachambadi, Guluti, Chasangundu Luria, Cousin me, Luda, Lay Lutinwa, Chasangundu Luria, Esor, Chasan Lula So. Dine Lula Soba, Punzo, Tarchimba, Nis, the Sanji Yakusu, that Ludi, and Mundu Kusu Tarchimbare, Dine, the Mundu Luria, in a Korea to be Mundu Lumares, that.
So let's read the whole thing together. Not everything that is an excellent body, wealth, and retinue of a higher state is included in cyclic existence. Therefore, there are bodies, wealth, and retinue that of a higher state that is not included in cyclic existence. Now, the illustration. Because the culmination of an excellent body and so forth is the form body of a Buddha. So the form body of a Buddha, which is how a Buddha would appear in our world, so the Buddha would appear in our world as a human being. But that, so whilst they have a human body, and therefore it's a body of the highest states, it hasn't come about in dependence on contaminated karma and afflictions at all. It's the body of a Buddha. So therefore, it's not a body of samsara or a samsaric body, but it is a body in higher states. So it's a form body of a Buddha. And it continues, the wealth of his field and his retinue. So the retinue, the wealth of the field, it is all of a higher realm, not of the lower realms, of the higher realms, but it's not something that is bound within cyclic existence, because the causes are not causes from contaminated karma and afflictions.
Longe
The very culmination of our trainings, as we see on the second line, because the culmination, so this is the culmination of all the causes and that we've accumulated over our training, is arising as a Buddha. When one arises as a Buddha, one has a body, one has resources and a retinue. So that is the very culmination of all our training. So one has a body and retinue and resources and so forth. So the misunderstanding that this, or the mistake, the confusion that has arisen is in the understanding of higher rebirth. So if we look at the first paragraph here, the third line, there's the term higher rebirth. The older translation would have been higher status. So there are two types. There's a higher rebirth that is one's temporary goal, and there's a higher rebirth which is one's ultimate or final goal. So the higher rebirth that is a temporary goal is those with that where one is still bound in cyclic existence. One has a body and resources and so forth that have come about in dependence on causes that are contaminated. But these are required because it's only in dependence on a succession of a continuous succession of such lives that we eventually come to achieve our final goal or the ultimate goal, which is still a high rebirth or a higher rebirth. Or a higher status of definite goodness, where one has attained complete liberation or full Buddhahood. This will come as a culmination of one's training over many lifetimes. So the misunderstanding comes down to thinking that higher rebirth only refers to rebirths within cyclic existence, but not, as it says in the first line in this paragraph, not everything that is an excellent body, wealth, and retinue of a higher state, or a higher rebirth, or a higher state, is included in cyclic existence.
When you go on, samdha chikyo marese, sungho reese, chesan dine yinza, ten kuri punto de yu longchwe, ngondwe kofan di, ngondwe kofan da dindera longchwe dike, nekab ki ondo chepe ina, ngondwe dundu nyer kukho re, tardu ki samdha bina dundu nyer kukho re, di to kukho re, chesan di sungho re da.
So just to make sure this is clear. And again, looking at the first paragraph in this section, the third line, higher rebirth. So that's the same word as now in this paragraph in the end of the first line, higher state. So it's the same word, just translated in different ways because it works better in English. So the confusion from this person is that they think that any higher rebirth or any rebirth in a higher state, one is to abandon because one is looking for liberation. But liberation from cyclic existence. But on the one hand, in the first part of the refutation, it was presented that one needs a continuous succession of lives that are still bound in samsara to gain freedom from samsara. And then now the sentence we just spoke, or this paragraph we're just looking at now, the second part of the refutation. And when one eventually arises as a Buddha, that still is a higher state. But it is not one included in cyclic existence. And in fact, it's not only Buddhas, it's also foe destroyers or arhats. They too have a higher state. Their rebirth is a higher state, but not included in cyclic existence.
Ada lu longe gezo chasan siya, chenle jimba tango gudu, jimba tango gudu, dene, anjik, lamala pugu tsimbe, dene ge tongue de, be yakore sempe, be chik, so so di, nidu kablea, be semlia, be chik semchura, shuji, ki yeje, jing, chik yura, dunya, chimbo shuke, dene, so so yu longe dan karina chasa, and milia je, bango bangya cha, then ninga yamne jia ruwesen, then bunya, then yensen chasa, lu dan ruwes, jawa maje.
I hope then this explanation that it's clear, because this kind of misunderstanding can come about all too easily. That one hears teachings in the Dharma, reads the books, and hears about encouragement about engaging the practice of the Dharma. Nothing else matters but striving wholeheartedly day and night in the Dharma. And the purpose of our resources we have is to accrue merit. And there's nothing greater than, for example, making offerings to one's teacher, to one's Lama. So these teachings are clearly stated in the way I just have in the text, and you would have heard in teachings and oral teachings too. So this is a very common standard teaching. But one can end up making grave mistakes through one, either the teaching wasn't explained well, or one's heard a properly explained teaching, but hasn't thought properly about the meaning, and therefore hasn't, from one's own side, has either not heard enough teachings or reflected well enough on them. And thereby, one can make a grave error. reading something, maybe hearing something, and an emotion arises. This life has no real value. I need to practice the Dharma, and I need to utilize all my time and energy to practice the Dharma. Everything else needs to be abandoned. I'm going to use all my savings to make merit, and I'll offer it to my Lama or to the Dharma Center, and I won't put any energy into work or sustaining myself. I am just going to engage in Dharma practice. And then what happens? You've lost your family, you've lost your friends, you've walked away from them, you have no more savings, and now living in poverty, you think you're practicing Dharma. But all that's likely to come from this is illness, a lack of energy, and regret. Thinking, oh, I've been misled. They're just after my money. And now you're feeling deceived. You abandon the Dharma. Turn yourself away from the teacher. But in reality, this was just one's own misunderstanding, one's own confusion. So this kind of misunderstanding can come about quite easily. Therefore, it's important that it needs to be understood properly. The Dharma teaching needs to be understood properly. You will have come across teachings, because it's commonly said that one should offer one's body, one's resources to the Dharma, because it's only the Dharma that matters, and one should offer to the kindest of all, one's spiritual teacher and so forth. So one will come across teachings such as this. Now, those teachings are correct. However, what from the side of the student, what we need to do is we need to think about the meaning. We need to rely on our intelligence, not follow our emotions, our feelings. We need to rely on our intelligence. And our intelligence in the context of the Dharma is developed based on hearing teachings and reflecting on their meaning. So this is indispensable here and throughout our entire spiritual journey. We need to rely on our intelligence, which is developed based on hearing and reflecting, and not blindly follow emotions or feelings. So we need, as ordinary people, we have basic needs which need to be fulfilled in order to sustain our life and to be able to utilize this life in a meaningful way. And when you hear a term like basic needs, it doesn't mean the very minimum just to sustain life, but it means what one actually needs. And this will vary from person to person. If one has the bare minimum to sustain life, one's mind is going to be distracted by that because it is insufficient for who we are. So therefore, one needs to look with honesty at oneself. And where one has abundance, one can offer that. But one needs to sustain one's life in a way that's comfortable so that one can continue one's practice. And as one develops over time, perhaps within the same life or over lifetimes, as one develops one's capacity, one will be able to live a more and more simple life. And where you see your capacity developing, then one's offering can develop and grow. But one needs to be realistic, and one needs to use one's intelligence and look honestly at oneself and use that as one's guide.
ジザ、ニャムネジェゴ、リュー、ロンジェ、ケソダチェバ、サムジェ、シャンレ、ダンゴ、ウォリエス、サムリトネ、ドシネ、ダンジェ、リュー、ロンジェ、ケソダチェバ、チャザネ、シャンジェ、ジムダン、ドシネ、ニャムネジェゴ、ウォリエス。ニャムネジェゴ、リュー、ジムダン、ウォスリュー、リュー、ジムダン、ギョマレス。ニャムネジェマドバ、ソシュゲティネ、ギョマレゴ、ジザ、パシシシャゴ、ジザディ、リュー、ソシュゲ、ニャムネジェバ、サムリア、 三倍托呢，旅游龙就车上下来当，金巴大爷了，都是旅游金巴大爷，都是车上上当。旅游旅游啊，金巴大爷，我是带的，说是旅游啊，金巴大姐，金巴大爷是呢，旅游不去搞嘛嘞，老花姐姐吧，刚巴姐姐吧，旅，说是个苏巴南给的，就那个宁拉说，端着把说是西柔了，其实说把些用过嘞，其实你这个嘛嘞，旅游金巴，我是带的，把上些个，就是什么做两把，做两把当叫嘛嘞，搞嘛嘞。
你知道，真是先把他跑回国报托运队，他刚刚要买的是，刚刚写着，就是车上当过的，当过的是，就是的，菜就牛排肉进，肉就车上当过吃过，就是的那张，在地南新啊，就人民这边搞了，然后所以呢，在三六个托呢，他也要关注了金巴大爷，不要他金巴大爷车上几件事被占了的，但我说解决搞不了，他说是给他听见了等于。 A few weeks ago in the Wednesday teachings on Shantideva's engaging the Bodhisattva's way of life, there Shantideva said explicitly, you Bodhisattvas who have achieved the path of accumulation or preparation, what you've achieved and the benefits you can bring to others is remarkable, but you need to practice in accordance with your capacity. So you will have heard these inspiring stories about other bodhisattvas who give their body to others or give limbs to others. You, whilst you are bodhisattvas, are still not ready for that. You need to wait. You need to wait. You are not yet ready to offer parts of your body, your limbs, for example, or your life. And if you were to do so, this will hinder your spiritual progression. You certainly will bring benefits to those that you make this offering to. But you'll hinder benefit to so many because of this obstacle to your spiritual development. So take the stories that you hear about other bodhisattvas as aspiration, but continue in your training until you come to realize emptiness directly and become an Arya bodhisattva. Then it's a different story because then you have a mental body. You can give your limbs, you can give your body, and immediately your body becomes as new. So then it's a different story. But until then, hear these stories and take aspiration from them, or be inspired and aspire to be able to do the same. But recognize where you are now. So this was advice from Shantideva to bodhisattvas. So all the more so for ourselves. We must rely on our intelligence and not follow our emotions or our feelings. We need to rely on our intelligence and be careful because errors like this can be made all too easily.
啊，你那些忙活过来，当然这个本来那些年主要过了什么，就是做的新年主要本来这个原点新年个原点的，都是呢，几乎就原点这个的，恁新年主要的，等于是都过了些，把些用的，等把些衣着呢，穿的白，这个什么呢，新皮了，修鞋子，当然新年主要主要是，那下趟六月当天，也就着些，这个，恁说这个，第，伢们这个菜，就买了都，等于着些呗，那干了好些着些，等于嘛，恁没时间买把些了，这。 对呢，数学的马车吧，对呢，写着的对，那现在主要主要着的，那伢们接他当大大的，个听见马上对，对呢，该来开些干什么去了？对呢，先马就吃呀，牛不吃呀？对呢，猪马都吃，那这个，那干什么去了？都是呢，伢家光把老爱的，我做不吃呀？对呢，用过了吧？对呢，现在拿出忙过用过了，就是对呢，那对呢个，那把些的，伢们接他的马行为呢，对呢个吃呀个。 Yamlin 내중부소 사가라사디 생이상원 결혼
More likely than offering one's limbs or one's life, what's more likely to arise is when one hears teachings on, for example, calm abiding, thinking, how wonderful, I hear all these benefits to have a mind that's concentrated and stable and is at peace, not drawn here and there and emotionally disturbed by various things. How wonderful to have such a mind. Hearing these benefits, then inspiration arises. I want to achieve calm abiding. And then one may, well, spend a bit of time making the necessary preparations, saving some money, finding somewhere quiet, going there for a while, perhaps for an extensive period of time, and striving now to achieve calm abiding. But the mistake that has been made is that as a practitioner, you have followed your emotion, your inspiration, without looking at your actual capacity. Because if the preliminaries are not done, the desired result cannot be achieved. And the preliminaries to achieve calm abiding, if they haven't been done, no matter how much time you set aside, no matter how many meditations you engage in over an extensive period, no matter how isolated it is that you are now living, you will not be able to achieve calm abiding because those preliminaries have not been done. And it's not just about or potentially not achieving one's goal and therefore this period of time one did not achieve what one could have achieved. The real danger comes when one fails in one's publicly stated goal. One may dominated now by both pride and anger, turn away from the Dharma. Say the Dharma is no good, the Dharma is false, it doesn't lead to what its promised outcomes. I tried and it was not possible. And that is a grave loss. And an example that's often given is if one thinks of a chick, a young bird. So this chick is recently hatched, it's got its wings, and it's got the aspiration, I want to fly. I see my parents coming and going, I want to do this too. And it leaps off the side of the nest with a strong heart and great bravery, but its wings are not yet developed. And all that happens is it falls and it crashes and it dies. So here we are being advised, do not be like that young bird. Great aspiration, a worthy goal, but not yet ready. And in our monastery, then the similar advice is given to the monks. You may have aspiration to go and achieve calm abiding, thinking the sooner I get it, the more it will help me. And whilst there's truth to that statement, if you go to achieve calm abiding, you may well not achieve it yet. You need to do the preliminaries, which is to study extensively, and through that, you will transform your mind sufficiently that calm abiding can be relatively easily achieved. Well, another story that is often recounted, you read in the text about the next Buddha, the next Buddha will turn the wheel of Dharma, Maitreya. So if one thinks, oh, I'll go into retreat, and I'll make many supplications to Maitreya, maybe then I'll be born in... Jampalyang, not Jampa. So Manjushi. So if one hears about, one needs to recite Manjushi mantra and make supplications to Manjushi so as to aid one's studies, when I think, let me go and do retreat, perhaps extensive retreat, until I gain signs of accomplishment by meditating on Manjushi. Well, it's not certain you will gain such signs if you go into retreat, even for a long time. Whereas what is certain is if you spend that time here, continuing in your studies in the monastery, what is certain is all your misunderstandings about the Dharma, your confusion through the misunderstandings, these you will overcome by cultivating knowledge and integrating that. But if you go and you meditate even extensively on Manjushi, there's no certainty that you'll achieve your goal. So stay here, continue to accumulate the preliminaries before you set yourself out on some higher goal. And so there are many stories like this, many stories about people trying too soon, following their emotion, following their aspiration. Whilst their aspiration may be worthy, it is not yet in accordance with their capacity. Rather, the capacity needs to be developed. So therefore, utilize your intelligence, follow your intelligence, rather than your emotions. In the final sentence in this paragraph, it is with this intention that Ornament for the Mahayana Sutras says that the first four perfections accomplish the excellent body, excellent wealth, excellent retinue, and excellent undertakings of a higher state. Many scriptures explain that they accomplish the form body. This concludes the explanation of training the mind in the stages of the path shared in common with persons of initial capacity.
Thank Karyonsene, Tedigena, Karsonsene, Digibody, Longio, Coro, Zamba, Ponzo, Wondu, Juba, Sonsins, Della Denen, Long Lu, Longio, and Corpon Sobata, and near Ponson Soba, and Lu Ponson Soba, Tenegi, Wondu, Coba, Juba, Songres, Jesnade, Pajan, the Wish Yemen, Jeba, Dene, and then Manzu, and you send you Gunia Lange, do Yemen, Jensen, but the Gunas, then Wondu, Coba, Hare, Tardo, Sanji, Ku, Sanji, Ku, Guda. And the Luna, 三季一, 那熊忙不呢是在熊的那个他拍摄熊忙不拿了可是中国人在那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的那个熊的
Looking at this sentence, then, it is with this intention that ornaments for the Mahayana sutras date, that the first four perfections accomplish the excellent body and so forth. So it is with this intention that refers to what has been covered now, which is that in order to achieve one's final ultimate goal, one needs to accomplish a number of temporary goals. One needs to achieve excellent rebirths, progressing through the various paths and then grounds before one achieves one's ultimate goal. And so therefore, one first needs to generate bodhicitta and then engage in the various practices of the bodhisattva. And particularly these are presented as the six perfections. So it is here, it is with this intention that ornament for the Mahayana sutra states that the first four perfections accomplish the excellent body. So this, here we think of ethics and generosity and patience and joyous perseverance leading to the excellent body, excellent wealth, excellent refuge, excellent undertakings of a higher state. So another way that this is expressed, we see in the final sentence, many scriptures explain that they accomplish the form body. So the first four perfections lead to the attainment of the form body or the rupakaya. But the bodies of a Buddha are presented as two, three, or four. So if it's presented as two, the first four perfections lead to the attainment of the rupakaya. And then the final two perfections, that of concentration and wisdom, leads to the attainment of the dharmakaya, the wisdom truth body, or the truth body. So we see here that to achieve the bodies of a Buddha, one needs all six perfections. Those first four lead to the rupakaya, and then that implies that the dharmakaya comes from, in particular, the perfection of wisdom. As we see at the very last sentence, this concludes the explanation of training the mind in the stages of the path shared in common with persons of initial capacity. And that then leads us to the next major outline, which is the trainings shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity.
Adin 대다르사
So now, for us in English, we move to the 11th chapter, the chapter entitled Suffering, on page 153. So in the Tibetan, what we have here is this: the first outline, which covers most of the first page, is not yet the new chapter, which is striving for liberation, developing the mind, or cultivating the mind, striving for liberation. That starts in the Tibetan, that outline starts on the further page. So this is a transition. What we have as the first outline, the first chapter, is a transition between the trainings of a practitioner of initial capacity and the trainings of a practitioner that are shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So we come to this transition. So reading from the text, thus having recollected death and contemplated how you fall into the lower rebirths after death, you turn your mind away from this world and strive for fortunate rebirths. Then you give up bad actions through the common refuge practice and through gaining certainty in virtuous and non-virtuous actions and their effects. By then putting effort into accomplishing virtue, you will indeed attain the state of the fortunate rebirths. The first word, thus. So this is showing that we are transitioning from the trainings that are shared with the practitioner of initial capacity, moving to the training shared with the practitioner of intermediate capacity, which will be explained further on, or at the bottom of the page, or from the bottom of the page. So thus, having recollected death and contemplated how you fall into the lower rebirths after death. So here, having reflected on precious human rebirth, but its impermanence, and that at the time of death, one may well fall into the lower realm. So these are some of the meditations already done. You turn your mind away from this world and strive for fortunate rebirths. So that there is the measure of having achieved the mind of a practitioner of initial capacity. So that there, at the end of this first sentence, is the boundary of where one has achieved the full extent of the trainings of a practitioner of initial capacity.
Ne kemro chene, dine, ane, lobjo nyamne chede karse, le karna, karna le re, le re ngebi, dipo pon, dipo pon ya dan, gewa chubya dire, stil pesu chigorwa, swarda, dipo pon ya na kero. Chesna tangan chugi dipo pon, gewa chubse du, lunga yisun yiko ne nyeche dumbe tsurumi son ya, njimba tanya, sebe nyamne chaya, tsune nyamne chaya, diye gewa chubya chirwa. Ne, dipo pon si de da, lunga nyeche dumbe tsurumi son ya du, ane, so, dipa maje, lunga yisun yiko ne dipa maje ba de, dipa maje ba dan, sungorwa di su, sungorwa. dine sunya de kewa tuya chida, dine ki tsurim sunya dan, jimba dan, suibyo gomya, zunri zuma leyan du, da parchin, na zuki, parchin, nyamne shin le sunha, di shi di ki jiwa chima, ngondyo gobang, zubi ki ju, ngondyo gobang, den de leya, ane, di, gaso re, pungso, lu dan long, ju pungso soba, tuya ki, ngyu tuku ra, na du, ju tuya de da, dus nyamne di chi gore, kebe chungwe ne gaso, tumo wala mirin bal, nyamne chaya di res, kunlo di, Jawa Chima Dunyaki, Wondyokoma, Dunyaki, Kunlo Dike, Kunlo Ditone, Yamleja Dita, Yamruche, Dene, Legion de Tibon Kiruche, Tibon Kirute, Yamri Labja Chagure, Yamruche Vigeta, Labja, Yamruche Vigoba, Tukoya de Karasen, Tibon Kiruche, Tibon Kiruche, Tibon Kiruche, Dela, and the game. Gave to the Chimba Susan Sever 20, do send some time there. That Diba. De diva shaya di di jin yel shing an shu ban ashin da diva shaya di nyen po to shu kon ne du shaya di che za di che di da che za nyam len che di da di re ke jam ro che ne ene ji ge di bong ge ru che di re di bong ge ru che di da jin ba da ya jin me nyam le che su ri mi ya le su be nyam le zu ne nyam le che di che zo di re di che an di ba di ba she be nyen po to shu kon ne di ba shaya di o du shi ne nyam le che de ki bo chu mi tu mo la mi re ba nyam le che da di re su go da Tā dī, dēnē chēyā dū, kēwā dūbē, dēnē kī bēzē chēyā dū, dēryō kōpāng tōp mō yāng, dēnē dēryō kōpāng tōgu wā rē, wān dū, dēryō kōpāng tōgu wā rē chē rē. Kēwā dūbā lē, bē bē, dēryō kōpāng tōp mō yāng, dēryō kōpāng tōgu wā rē sē.
Where we read was striving for fortunate rebirth. So here one has cultivated the mind of a practitioner of initial capacity. But one doesn't just have this wish of striving for future rebirths. One actually does something in this striving. And that is then presented with the next sentence. Then you give up bad actions or non-virtue through. So you get one, how does one accumulate the causes for excellent rebirths? One starts with abandoning non-virtue. How does one do so? Through the common refuge practice. So there we have the presentation on the three jewels, but also the precepts of, or the trainings of refuge. So the trainings of refuge include the abandoning of non-virtue. So that shows the method to give up bad actions is through the refuge trainings or the refuge precepts. And then this is aided by and through gaining certainty. So gaining certainty is better than ascertaining. So the one's refuge practice is aided by gaining certainty in virtuous and non-virtuous actions and the effects. So the chapter we've just concluded on cause and effect, as how to abandon non-virtue, accumulate virtue, purify, and so forth. So this is how one goes about cultivating or living in accordance with the refuge precepts. And then it continues. And what are the actual practices that one engages in? It's not just abandoning non-virtue, but it is also accumulating virtue. And these are the four of ethics, ethical restraint, generosity, patience, and enthusiastic perseverance. Then the next sentence, by then putting effort into accomplishing virtue. So those are the four ways one accomplishes virtue. Again, ethics, generosity, patience, and enthusiastic perseverance, you will indeed attain the state of fortunate rebirths. So your goal will be accomplished through both turning away from non-virtue, through living in accordance with the refuge trainings, and accumulating virtue through training in ethics, generosity, patience, and enthusiastic perseverance.
Give chung a tumor lam niriba, some diet, don't do shine, don't you can't chill him, one summer, two ideas, some diet, tell a tau, who do some big, so do some star, dinner, and a kiwa chima, one do coba, and it tarbata temje kimbo coba, chess and yamlin chess and j two a dim, one do coba, bottom the top menu, some big, detober jigin, some big, and the gunodi, do shine, some of the give chung, some but get, dim pa, some gunodi, some down.
在公共地团呢，他叫我起码电器把人工就给我推给端大了呀，啊，那个银三百的另外一瞬间准备给的，不急的，说另外一瞬间先来要把这个买三百元，出去送呀，啊。
안 디톤에 수름소 데네한 제 데네기 토네 군웅 토네다 셴리아 짐바다야다 짐비기 염네 제야 짐바다야 데네 세베 고미야 안 제 데네 염네 제 빼야고레 셴베게 야네 야동의 무티치긴 셴베 가오 곰치 뚜르기야디 다 염네 제데 디제 디냐도 뭐 제야드레 제야디제 디냠네 제데 다 데네 염네 제네다 데네게 갑갑레야 Nema diba shaba diki di shinga tu nyimbe topshu kone diba shaya ki dus chandu chayade, diba shadu chayade, da chandu. Di re da gongzu ki jibu chungun tu muwe la mi rinba nyamlen chayade da, ki shinga da mangbura shuwa re, da donda nyingbo di re da samdaade. Da di nyunyu, donda duisha na nyamlen nyunyu mazu minduwa ta gongzu di ne, gongzu tangbo gonglong di la, ngasu nge dunga la tago du, sanyi ngasu dunga diki samdaade le, ma tan tab mindu, chisan di la ta ne, ngondi gobang, 개와치만 원료 고반 남념된 탈바 탐지 김표 고반 토요 최상 념된 제투기 원료 고반 마둠 탐민 제토발 지기 선비 대지 삼로디 마저 개 또 디레다 미 싸와데 군월 마선 또 디레 다 디디네 다 류나 이수묘데 샤나 녀바 지기메 선비기 출림 소야 데네간 수 기위 류노제 최상 샬리아 진바다야다 진배 념네 제야 데네 네스 미샤나 변여바를 지 강아를 제베네 파 쇠복음 파코노 말아와지 쇠복음 투야 쇠복음이야 고미야 지 근데 네게 님 야고 인생이 되네 님을 줘야 돼 배 야고를 해서 니린 말 고가브라 배 야고 했으니 야네 야도 가와콤 되게 무리니 지기 선배 삼다 또 시야 줘야 돼 자 님을 줘야 돼 디레 근데 이 삼다 되네 아주 갑갑이야 님 버도 쉬고 님 맞지 버셔야 되겠다 님 버도 쉬고 네 샤덤 줘야 돼 두셰 안디 제리아다 타마 뭐 와게 되래 제선 몰람 게래 제선 되네게 몰람 지마메 바 참자세야데 제선게 개와 사바 될라데데 개와 치마야 아니지 개외신의 챙이데 대바지 체지 디산의 최주지 냠는 제 직 라워쇼 선비게 어두시네 제 몰람 게래 제선 디 디제베나다 제데 기부 중에 남길라 로병 지고 냠는 지고 당어도 지고래 소와당아 저기 로지 라시마 지지 시에데 돈에 닝보디 섬도데 디제다
In summary here, for summary for this weekend, the really conclusion of a major part of the text is we have now completed looking at the trainings shared with the practitioner of initial capacity. So this has two broad sections. One is a cultivation of the motivation of a practitioner of initial capacity. And secondly, the practices or the way such a practitioner trains their mind. So these two sections, the motivation and the training of the mind of such a person. So the cultivation of the motivation of a practitioner of initial capacity comes about through the recognition that I have to, again, ongoing stream of excellent rebirths. There is nothing more important than accumulating the causes for excellent rebirths and avoiding the causes that will lead me to fall to the lower realms. There is nothing as important as this. So this is the motivation of a person of initial capacity. They are not drawn so to the pleasures and overcoming the problems of this life. They are seen in a more realistic, in a more balanced perspective. Their focus is on achieving the causes that will lead to excellent rebirths. So that's the motivation. Then how do they do so? So they know that, or recognize they have to abandon non-virtue and accumulate virtue. So this then is expressed through the way they train their mind. These are those four practices of ethics, generosity, enthusiastic perseverance, and patience. So the training in ethics is the most important training because it is how one accumulates the causes for excellent rebirths, how one prevents oneself from falling into the lower realms. So the training in ethics means, or ethical restraint, means you restrain your physical behavior and your speech entirely within the realms of what is virtuous. And as to the extent you can, you restrain your mind into the realms of what is virtuous and not under the influence of the afflictions. And should the afflictions arise, one doesn't allow their expression through one's physical and verbal behavior. So this is the training in ethics. And it's the foundational, the most important training, because it is what leads to the accumulation of causes for excellent rebirths. Moreover, one also trains in developing a wish to give, the mind of generosity, whether wishing to give through material assistance or fearlessness or giving of the Dharma. One develops the wish to reach out and be of benefit. Ethics is the refusal to bring harm through one's body, speech, or mind, and generosity is the wish to utilize oneself to be of benefit to others. And the third training is that of patience, where one is patient with hardships. And here, patience means your mind does not become disturbed because of hardships in engaging in the Dharma, hardships in engaging with others. One rather accepts these things that we will experience hardships, but that is okay. What is important is achieving my goal. So patience means that the hardships one encounters doesn't sway one from what is important, which is achieving excellent rebirths. And finally, the fourth cause is that of enthusiastic perseverance, where one intentionally rejoices in the virtue one is engaging in, thereby, with this mind of delight, takes pleasure in being ethical, in being generous, in being patient. And then finally, one makes prayers for ongoing excellent rebirths. And this is usually expressed through one's dedication for ongoing excellent rebirths, as well as to remain connected to the teachers and the teachings so that one can continue one's process of spiritual development. So that, in brief, is what we've looked at for more than a year now, these trainings associated or the training shared with a practitioner of initial capacity.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, we can dedicate. Thank you so much.